Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to thank those, first of all, joining us here on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great hour for you guys this afternoon. We're going to kick things off by speaking to recording artist Kyrie. He's making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to introduce his new single as well. At 25 minutes past the hour, we're turning it over to 92.3 for our music mix, followed at the bottom of the hour by Eric Tabor of the group Kid Energy USA. For those of you who listen to us in Mississippi, you know we traveled throughout the state this week. We're going to be talking to Eric about the report that we had, really some of the schools that we were able to visit, and also, of course, what's going to be happening moving forward with Kid Energy. We're going to finish off the hour by heading up to Massachusetts, where our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he'll be giving us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great hour. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, we have recording artist Kyrie making his first appearance on the show. Kyrie, man, good afternoon and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, what's going on, Saz?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Making it. Thank God it is, so I can't get nothing to complain about. You know, it's a blessing.
Oh, well, man, first of all, congratulations on the single. You know, it's funny. I was actually with a big pap, of course, with Dig Me Entertainment just a couple of days ago, and he was showing me the video of you performing the single that we're going to be listening to. You know, this is something that's very obvious, Kyrie, that you love to do, but what's it been like for you to be able to share that with the world the way you've been able to?
Oh, man, just basically just doing what I do and just being me and doing something I love, which is, you know, swagging out. And,
yeah.
You know, swagging, you know, giving the people what not only they, you know, I see in life, but what they see in life as well. I don't just do music for myself. I do it for, you know, people who are going through the same thing as well or different. But
yeah,
this is what it is. I just love it. So if you put your heart into it, you can't never fail. Put the Lord first and you're always going to have it.
Right, right. Well, you know what? You talk about loving it, and I think it would be very difficult to be able to keep doing something at the way that you do it unless you did love it. When did you first realize that love, though? Because I think all of us kind of get at a point in our lives when, you know, at first it may be fun, but then you realize, you know what, I really can't see myself doing anything else. When did you get to that point when you realized that you really didn't want to do anything else but make music?
I started when I was 12 years old, because that's when I was really just dancing, taking dance to a thing and rapping that there, but I really started taking serious when I was like 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 15 years old, that's when I just really started putting my head and going with it and everything, because I was getting too much feedback from people over there saying, man, hey, bro, you know, we need to drop a CD, you need to, you know, do this song, man, because, bro, that sounds good, man, you fire, you hot, so I just got to keep on giving them what they want.
Right. Well, you know, one thing that Big Pap told me that I didn't know is that, you know, I think one of the things that Big Me has always done is support other artists. That's one thing you have done as well. I mean, we, of course, have had Kenyon on this program as well a couple times. And, you know, I know that I saw some pictures with you, with him. Why is that important for you, too, to make sure? Because not all artists do that. Not all artists are supportive of others. But why is that important for you to do that?
Because, I mean, if you're over there being not just to yourself, if you're being to yourself, you know, you ain't going to never, you know, just really succeed in life. But you being not just to yourself, but to others as friends and, you know, loyalty comes with it. And I can't never, you know, go wrong. And with Keon, shout out to my boy Keon at that and everything. Look him up on, you know, Keon 3965. But at the same time, though, back to him, you over there, basically, you know, I've been on Keon since I was a little kid growing up, you know, from elementary school all the way up to where I am now. And he been doing it, you know, as well as I've been doing it. So we link up and do it together, you know, and just make one big major hit. You can't never fail. It's God's gift, so, you know, why waste it?
Right, exactly. You know, I think one thing that does happen with everybody, Kyrie, is that, you know, you get to a place where you realize that what you're doing is making a difference and that people are noticing you. You know, the Internet has definitely done a lot, I believe, in being able to get people out to a larger audience. People used to have to get on the tour bus, you know, and vote, you know, and drive and, you know, be a part of that experience, actually a live crowd. But now you have a loud crowd, a live crowd every time that you get on the Internet. How have you been using the Internet to be able to introduce yourself to people outside of Mississippi and let them know the talent you have?
Oh, you know, just over there, thanking them for the support and everything, you know, keep supporting, man. You know, just basically going on there and not just promoting myself, but, you know, my fans over there answering the questions that they send me or, you know, asking them, you know, what am I missing or what they think I should over there do or anything like that. You know, just to keep them informed that, you know, hey, I'm here and I'm not here just for me, but I'm here for y'all too, you know, the world. You know, yeah, my fans, y'all will keep me going, so.
Gotcha.
Go ahead and get this started. Like I always say, let it ride.
Okay, all right. You know, and I know they appreciate that as well. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Kyrie is my guest. We're talking to him about his love of music when he began. He was telling us that it was really around the age of 12 that he knew this is what he wanted to do, but then 15 is when he kind of started taking it more seriously. And now, of course, he's able to share it all, you know, with the world, you know, and I think people are taking notice. You know, success means a lot of different things to different people, Kyrie. You know, I think for artists these days, you know, success also is different for everybody. What does success in music mean for you? I mean, for some people it's getting a certain amount of money. For some people it's performing in front of a certain amount of people. For you, what is success?
Success to me is, you know, I made it. I'm finally here. Yeah, you know, like I always, like I said too, I said I wanted to get, you know, is, you know, you go through hell before you get to heaven, which is mean, you know, you over there, you know, go through so much drama and so much BS, you know what I'm talking about? And,
right.
And at the end, you know, it leaves, you know, that light, that brightness, you know, come by and, you know, that's the end of your road right there. And that's saying, you know, you're made, you know, so, you know, that's your heaven right there. So, you know, I went through all this, you know, get to where I am now. And, you know, you look all the way back at it and you're like, yeah, you know, I'm proud. I succeeded, you know, I'm successful.
Got you. Well, you know, there are so many people, Kyrie, you know this probably better than I do, that have started out in this business maybe even before you. And for whatever reason, they've stopped or they've given up or, you know, just let the dream go. What keeps you motivated? Because I know every day is not going to be a perfect day. We all go through something. We all have those times when we question ourselves, question what we do. What is it that keeps you motivated, do you think?
What keeps me motivated is the Lord himself up above and my family, my mother, my sisters, the fans out there, and I ain't just that, me, myself personally, because I look at it like if I quit, then I'm quitting on myself, you feel me?
Right.
So I take it real seriously to the point where I'm like, okay, if I don't do it, then who else gonna do it? You know, it's other rappers out there, you know, Wayne, Titty Boy, and all that, shouts out and down too, but when it comes down to it, you know, it's the same way with them. You know, they do it for the same reason. You know, when it's all said and done, you ain't gonna, you know, stop. So let's go ahead and keep it going.
Gotcha. All right. Kyrie, stay with us. We're going to take a break here on the radio side. When we come back, we're going to have you introduce the single, I Don't Have to Act, and let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, okay?
All right.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on our radio listeners in Arkansas at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Jinky, The Nurse Mare's Foal by Marcia Moran Bishop is a real-life poignant tale of Jinky's fight for survival. It is a powerful and heartbreaking story highlighting the inhumane practice of a foal bred for the sole purpose of producing milk in his mother. Dinky is considered a byproduct, a throwaway foal. Young Dinky's battle to survive begins when he is taken to a farm where the probability of being sold to the meat market or the tanners is high. It is narrated by Dinky and suitable for all ages. Although fiction, it is based on real events. Available in January 2013 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and the publisher's website, www.catmoranpublications.com.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean in the Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviants of Time. As an editor for Empirical Magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical Magazine at empiricalmagazine.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for that, Dan. And we're back with Conversations Live, and my conversation with recording artist Kyrie from my home state of Mississippi. We've been talking to him not only about his love of music, but how this all began for him, and of course now, what keeps him motivated. Now, one of the singles that's out there right now, the single we're going to listen to, Kyrie, is I Don't Have to Act. So talk to us a little bit about the single and how it came about.
I Don't Have to Act. Yeah, I Don't Have to Act. Basically, it's just speaking on what it sounds like. I Don't Have to Act, you know. Basically, yeah. Doing what I do, when rap, swag, you know, whatever, you know, you really like to do or what you love. And basically, when it comes down to me, you know, people, you know, tell me, you know, you stunting, man. You ain't really doing this or you ain't really doing that. You know, you ain't up on this or you ain't up on that. So, you know, as it came to it, I was like, man, bro, I don't have to. I ain't got to stunt none of that. So, I don't have to get to you like this. I don't have to. And I just broke it down.
Gotcha. Well, since we have you here with us, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for us, and then when we come back, we'll let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you.
Okay. Well, what it is, that's your boy Kyrie, the voice of the street. I can tell you, know, my number one singer, I Don't Have to Ask. So go ahead and tell me where it is. That right.
Shine. I live my life like a movie, especially when I grind.
I don't have to act.
I'm just gonna keep it real. Stay 100, be myself and tell you how I live.
I don't have to act.
These women, they play dumb. When you wrong, you wrong, but when you broke, they getting gone.
Raise no fool.
How them sure ain't a dummy, so I step in you. Keep hating while you hating. I'm in the making of getting it dope, making it cash, making it float. My mind made up to get money, let go. Stack my bread till I can't no more. When I can't no more, I'ma still get dope. But wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. Cause what I got in my swisher is smelling like a full order. So I rolled it up, then lit it. When I hit it, I was up in it. Last night I made an assistant core. It had me tripping. But never when I get caught slipping. Then my pockets ain't never empty, and I'm all about my cheddar cheese, my guacamole, and sour cream.
I don't have to act, I don't have to act.
Just look around and take a look at me.
I don't have to act, I don't have to act.
Just look around and take a look at me.
I don't have to act.
The independent see me shine. I live my life like a movie, especially when I grind.
I don't have to act.
I'm just gonna keep it real. Stay 100, be myself and tell you how I live.
I don't have to act.
These women, they play dumb. When you wrong, you wrong, but when you broke, they getting gone.
I don't have to act.
Came out to ask your climb, show you how I get down. Raised on the north or the north side of that town. Hard it is, they hating. I look at it like fakeness. I guess cause I get money like I never had to let go patience. Now that I turned up, ain't no turning down. Rolling up, plus it going around. Yeah, I'm feeling the vibe now. I'm swagged up to the maximum. And these haters looking up at me, but they hating to the maximum. So go ahead, try your luck. Just know Kyrie gon' bun you up. If you play me,
that's what's up.
Hey, so go ahead, try your luck. Just play me. Just know Kyrie gon' bun you up.
I don't have to act.
The independent see me shine. I live my life like a movie, especially when I grind. I'm just gonna keep it real. Stay 100, be myself and tell you how I live.
I don't have to act.
These women, they play dumb. When you wrong, you wrong, but when you broke, they getting gone.
I don't have to act.
That was Kyrie with I Don't Have to Act here on Conversations Live 92.3 for our radio listeners, but online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. Kyrie, you know, for you're really all over the place. You're on Facebook. I know you have a YouTube channel as well. Where's the best place for our listeners to stay in contact with you, man, and find out how they can get the music?
Kyrie601.
Oh, so say that one more time for us.
So you can go ahead and reach me over there on Facebook at Kyrie601, K-H-Y-R-I-E-601. Yeah, same with YouTube and Twitter.
Okay. All right, Kyrie601. I mean, you know, one of the things that does happen, man, with people like yourselves and other artists out there, man, is that you have, of course, these aspiring artists, man, that look up to you, too. I mean, almost as a role model. You know, what advice do you give them, man, about this industry and about the importance of not having to act and being themselves?
You know, just be true to who you are and what you do and how you do it. Like, I was always told, like, what you do is how you do it. You know, just got to keep your head first. And, you know, if you want to just really stay passionate on what you do, then, you know, just keep on doing it. No matter what anybody tell you, you're going to be a failure. Even if you fall a couple of times, you know, pick yourself back up and let yourself off and keep it going.
Gotcha. I think that's great advice, man, because we all have those stumblings in our lives. But the important thing is to make sure that we are keeping things moving. Kyrie, man, congratulations to you. Make sure you guys find him at Facebook.com/Kyrie601. Same thing as he mentioned on YouTube and on Twitter as well. And again, Kyrie is K-H-Y-R-I-E, then 601 is where you can find him there, man. Kyrie, man, congratulations again on the single and the success, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you, Saz. We appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. I also want to thank our friends at Dig Me There for making this interview possible. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Kyrie, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air completely for free by going to either our Facebook or Twitter page. You can find it at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged Kyrie as well as Dig Me on Twitter, so you can find them there. And also we tagged Kyrie's Facebook page as well as Dig Me's Facebook page as well on Facebook. So again, go to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, that's CyrusWebb, and also on Twitter the same thing. Click on that link that's there and you'll be able to go back and listen to the replay, and then of course you can be able to share it with your friends using the social buttons that's there. We're going to take a break here on the radio side. Remember, at 25 minutes past the hour, our music mix is coming up. Also, for those that are listening to us online through blogtalkradio.com, you guys have to switch channels, as it were, and go over to blogtalkradio.com/theconversationshow for the second part of the show. Our radio listeners, just stay where you guys are. You'll be able to keep on with the show. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Shine. I live my life like a movie, especially when I grind.
I don't have to act.
I'm just gonna keep it real. Stay 100, be myself and tell you how I live.
I don't have to act.
These women, they play dumb. When you wrong, you wrong, but when you broke, they getting gone.
I don't have to act.
Mama ain't raised no fool. Them sure ain't a dummy, so I step in. Keep hating while you hating. I'm in the making of getting it dope, making it cash, making it flow. My mind made up to get money, let go. Stack my bread till I can't no more. When I can't no more, I'ma still get dope away. Hold up, please let me roll up. Cause what I got in my switcher is smelling like a fruit roll up. So I rolled it up, then lit it. When I hit it, I was up in it. Last night I made an assistant core, core. It had me tripping, but never when I get caught slipping. Then my pockets ain't never empty. And I'm all about my cheddar cheese, my guacamole, and sour cream.
I don't have to act, I don't have to
just
act.
Just look around and take a look at me.
I don't have to act, I don't have to act.
Just look around and take a look at me.
I don't have to act.
The independent see me shine. I live my life like a movie, especially when I grind.
I don't have to act.
I'm just gonna keep it real. Stay 100, be myself and tell you how I live.
I don't have to act.
these women, they play dumb. When you wrong, you wrong, but when you broke, they getting gone. Climb, show you how I get down. Raised on the north, north to the north side of that time. How they do, they hating. I look at it like fakeness. I guess cause I get money like I never had to let good patience. Now that I turned up, ain't no turning down. Rolling up, plus it going round. Yeah, I'm feeling the vibe now. I'm swagged up to the maximum. And these haters looking up at me, but they hating to the maximum. So go ahead, try your luck. There's no Kyrie gon' bun you up. If you play me,
that's what's up.
Hey, so go ahead, try your luck. Just play me. There's no Kyrie gon' bun you up.
I don't have to act.
These niggas see me shine. I live my life like a movie, especially when I grind. I'm just gonna keep it real. Stay 100, be myself and tell you how I live.
I don't have to act.
These women, they play dog.